Hello, is that Professor Daynard?
It is.
America's leading anti-tobacco activist?
Yes.
It's Mark Banks phoning from the Sunday Tribune newspaper, Durban, South Africa. Was that a smoker's cough?
That was a cough. Not a smoker's cough.
Oh, not a smoker's cough. Do you see the tobacco industry being completely outlawed in the United States?
Well, I think that's unlikely because we have 40 to 50 million Americans who are hooked on their product.
I don't know if you're aware, but in South Africa, we had draconian anti-smoking laws brought in by our erstwhile Minister of Health, Dr. Zuma, an African version of Madeleine Albright.
Draconian means effective.
Draconian means that the only place you could smoke in South Africa would be Madagascar.
Uh-huh.
You see, here in this country, we do nothing about drive-by shootings, for instance, but we have laws against smokers.
Yes.
And I think most of the people who are shot in drive-by shootings are people who've gone outside to have a cigarette.
I'd be interested to see in the statistics of drive-by shootings of people who've gone out to have cigarettes.
So you're a complete non-smoker?
Yes. I think that, yes, that's right. Essentially, yes.
Thank you very much, Professor Daynard.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All the best. Goodbye.
The Sunday Tribune. We bring the news home.